Now, bylaws are being drafted in Dublin that could stop volunteers from serving food to those in need on the city streets. If passed, the new rules would see more regulation of on-street food services. However, some fear that they could make life much more difficult for those who need help. Gavin O'Callaghan reports.
It's a cold evening in Dublin city centre, and on Grafton Street, crowds are gathered to watch some buskers. But on the other side of town, there's people lining up for a very different reason. A queue for food has formed outside the GPO.
In the past about 6 weeks, 7, 8 weeks, 9, 12 weeks, we've done about 300 plates a night, between 200 and 300 a night.
That's Keith Eustace of ISCON, who give out free vegetarian meals on Thursdays. Dublin City Council is drafting bylaws which would clamp down on these services being run from prominent locations like the GPO, Westmoreland Street or Grafton Street. Although they wouldn't ban groups, these would see them require permits that would set out where and when they'll be allowed to operate.
I think it's ridiculous that they want to stop people helping their neighbours. And if they want to bring in that sort of bylaw, they need to put the infrastructure in place first. They need to build huge industrial kitchens. They can't stop us helping people, and then the people have nowhere to go. That's madness.
There's a few reasons why authorities have concerns. Not all of the volunteers are vetted or trained to be dealing with vulnerable people. While the Taoiseach's Task Force 4 Dublin noted that running these from prominent locations is a risk to privacy and dignity of service users. There were also concerns around security and antisocial behaviour. Here's UCD Professor of Social Policy Michelle Norris.
I do acknowledge that people are volunteering to provide these food services with the best possible intentions, worried about people who are homeless, worried about people who are in food poverty. I do acknowledge that many people clearly need access to this food provision, but it needs to be done inside in a way which can meet people's needs in a dignified way. It needs to be much more evenly dispersed around Dublin and not concentrated within a very small geographical area around O'Connell Bridge.
Professor Norris said these soup runs can also make outreach services less effective.
There are charities funded by Dublin City Council to provide food services for people in food poverty and for homeless people. But those centres also provide many other supports, including showers, clothes, access to medical facilities, access to addiction treatment, referral on to hostels and accommodation. And food is a very useful way for those services to attract homeless people to come and use their services, build trust and build a relationship with people to allow them gain access to the wider services they need. So sometimes the provision of food services on street can undermine that model.
Here at the Lighthouse Cafe on Pierce Street, up to 500 people are given food each day.
We do breakfast, we do lunches and we do dinner. What's interesting about our services, we're the only service that's open in the evening. So between 7 and 10 p.m. in the evening, we offer a service, a dinner service. Hot food, bingo, live music, a doctor, a barber, a whole lot of support services, more than just food.
That's Aubrey McCarty of Tiglene, a group who help people overcome homelessness and addiction.
I do feel that there are a lot of soup runs. There are a lot of people who are well-meaning. They want to help out. But the safety and the dignity of the service user, that has to be first and foremost at the centre of what is changing. If DCC, the DRHE, if they get this right, this could turn into a good news story.
On Fridays, the Muslim Sisters of Aira set up outside the GPO. The group are a registered charity, but founder Lorraine O'Connor said smaller groups may find it difficult to do the same.
I bent over backwards to try and comply by everything. I'm not saying other soup runs aren't, but I still think putting rules and regulations in can actually just crush the empathy and compassion that's happening. Some of these soup runs are just like a man and dad coming out with the goodness of their heart and compassions to get registered with a charity, you know, under Charities Act. It takes a lot of money, a lot of time, accounts, bank accounts. So these people don't have that. And I know because we're a registered charity. We have to get our accounts audited. It's a big, big thing. But for a normal, just everyday super on that pops up with people of the goodness of their heart, they're being pushed into a corner because they're not going to be able to do that.
Dublin City Council says that it is currently consulting with those operations and that the process is expected to finalise in the second quarter of this year. After that, the draft bylaws would be put before the councillors to vote on. Here's Labour's Dermot Lacey.
What Dublin City Council needs to do and the other state services need to do is start working with the voluntary sector in a collegiate way rather than an instructive way. To acknowledge that there's a lot of people out there doing a huge amount of good. As I've often said before, the state doesn't always know best. There are people out there providing good services who need a bit of help. So let's start helping them. Let's start helping those who are helping people who are less fortunate than the rest of us. And we don't always have to fit in with every single, you know, rule book and diktat determined by civil servants sitting in their offices. Let's help people in the real world.
And that was Labour Party Dublin City Councillor Dermot Lacey speaking to our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan. We're back with Richard Boyd-Barrett of People Before Profit Solidarity after this break.